Welcome to this Brighttown.com interview with Ty Bollinger. He is the co-creator of The Quest for the Cures, which has a very strong focus on educating people about solutions for cancer. And right now we are in a post-COVID vaccine, but high cancer environment where cancers are accelerating like crazy. More people than ever are dying from cancer, but it's not the way it used to be. These are induced cancers in many cases. So here to talk about that and some solutions that you may want to be aware of is Ty Bollinger. Ty, welcome to the show. It's great to have you back on.
Thanks, Mike. Great to be on with you, brother. It's been a while, so glad you're doing well. Really appreciate all the work that you're doing to inform people of ways that they can be healthy because, boy, over the last couple of years, we've seen a rapid decline in health and a lot of sudden deaths and a lot of people getting diseases that they never dreamed of, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, that's so true. But you look really fit, by the way, and you got, what is that, a baseball jersey on? What is that?
Yeah, this is the Covenant Scots. Our son Bryce is a pitcher in college, and he's a junior now, and he plays for the Covenant College Scots. So I'm wearing this Covenant College jersey represent the Scots. We go to see him whenever we can when he's playing close to us.
Oh, that is so cool. That's great to hear. And just so happy that you are joining me today and that you and Charlene are working so hard to educate people about all of this. You know, you're saving lives. Despite all the censorship that has been waged against you and myself and all of us, we are still out there saving lives, and you've been pivotal in that, Ty. You and Charlene and the efforts of all the people on your team, just I really commend your work here for humanity.
Well, thank you, Mike. And, you know, back at you, we're just, as cliche as it sounds, we're just the instruments that God is using to educate people and help save them. So we're just humbled to be part of this mission. You've been on this longer than we have and been educating people longer than Charlene and I have been doing it. So we really appreciate your work as well. And we're just thankful to be able to impact people's lives. Just, I think Charlene was doing an interview just a couple of days ago. I can't remember. She's done so many lately, but somebody was on the chat and chatted in and said that the original Quest for the Cures that we released back in 2014 or 2015, you know, saved their life. So that's humbling. It's God that's doing the saving. He's the author of all knowledge, and he's the author of healing and the great physician. So we're just his instruments to spread this to the masses. And, you know, I think that's why it's so bizarre to us. And I know you agree with us that there is such a persecution of people like us that just want to share alternate ways that people can be healthy. You know, it's bizarre how adamant the other side is that our voices need to be silenced and people shouldn't have access to any of this information because it's so deadly. You know, it's like, how is telling people that they should detoxify and eat clean organic food and exercise, how is that deadly? Well,
no,
it's
what,
not deadly. It's deadly to pharmaceutical companies.
It's, you know how they say they ban you because your information might cause harm or something like that. It's absurd.
Yeah.
The real harm is the fact that big tech is in collusion with big government, big brother, and also with big pharma, and that they are mass murdering people by the millions around the world right now. That's the harm, is believing the lies of the vaccine industry, the bioweapons industry, government and tech collusion. Yeah. And you're right, Ty. It's people like you and I and our listeners, our audience. We are the truth tellers. We are the good Samaritans in society. We sacrifice our own sometimes reputations, our time and effort in order to try to help more people with the greater good, to try to save lives. And again, that's why you and Charlene and your efforts are to be commended. And I want to tell people right up front, your Quest for the Cures, a docuseries, it begins, well, tomorrow from when people see this, tomorrow being Wednesday, the 29th of March.
Right.
So this will air the day before on the 28th, and we're recording it just the day before that, by the way, in case people are curious. Tell us about the Quest for the Cures and what people are going to learn in this free docuseries.
Yeah, this is, so we initially started doing our docuseries back in 2014 with the original Quest for the Cures. We followed that up with The Quest Continues, then we had a global quest, and then we went to Asia, and we had Eastern Medicine. So this is actually called Quest for the Cure's final chapter. And what it is, it's an amalgamation of our travels over about an eight-year period that began with the original quest and then went through just a couple of years ago. And so that's kind of what the Quest for the Cure's final chapter is. It's the best of the best from all of our travels across Europe and Asia and the United States that we had done in these different docuseries. We put it all together and got the best of the best into the Quest for the Cure's final chapter.
And how many experts did you interview during all of these travels?
About 150.
Wow.
So yeah, it's an insane amount of interviews. It was hard to figure out what to put in because there's, you know how editing down, there's so much footage. I could have made 5-hour episodes and still had a bunch left, but we didn't want to do that to you. But the Quest for the Cure's final chapter is really the best of the best. It's what you need to know in light of all of these fast-growing cancers that are happening. You need to educate yourself. Everybody that's out there watching, go to thetruthaboutcancer.us and sign up to watch it for free. And you'll educate yourself on cancer and how to prevent it, because I really firmly believe that what's going on is a lot of people are succumbing to cancer and other disease because their bodies are already in a compromised state. And so those people that have weakened immune systems already are the prime targets for some of what we're seeing today, because the immune system is the key.
Well, I don't know if you caught my recent interview with Dr. Paul Cottrell, but he mentioned that the DOD has been trying to weaponize HIV since the 1990s, and that this weapon, SARS-CoV-2, is a biological weapon that combines components of SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome, with HIV. And the vaccines actually tell your body to make this bioweapon. Mm-hmm. And the HIV causes immune suppression. So this is like vaccine-induced AIDS or VAIDS. But at the same time, it halts the body from repairing chromosomal damage, which means that when your cells have cancerous mutations, your body can't repair them. Because, you know, as you know, Ty, you and I, normally healthy people, we can repair cancerous cells, we can halt them, our body can single them out. But people who have taken these vaccine shots are suppressed up to 90% in their chromosomal repair capabilities. You want to speak to that?
Yeah, and that is the key. And that's one of the reasons why we're seeing such fast-growing cancers in a lot of people that have taken the COVID-19 vaccines. That is one of the purposes of the vaccine, immune compromisation. It literally devastates the immune system. And so that's why what Mike just mentioned is so true. You know, everyone produces cancer every day. They're just aberrant cells that typically the immune system sees and they target and they kill. Natural killer cells are one of the immune cells that do that. But when your body's is compromised, and we wrote about this in 2020, about how the COVID vaccines were going to compromise the body's ability to see and eliminate cancer cells. It was an article from summer of 2020 that we wrote, because there was research already coming out at that point that was indicating that the COVID-19 vaccines were going to further suppress the immune system and were going to impair the body's ability to heal from cancer. Well, here we are almost 3 years later, and that's exactly what we're seeing. So again, the key to health is the immune system. And that is why it's so important to educate yourself on how do you keep your immune system strong? What are the different ways that you can do that? Whether it be dietary or detoxification, different exercises that you can do to keep your immune system strong, things that you should avoid, cancer treatments that actually are, you know, targeting the immune system. And I'm not talking about the immunotherapies, because those are questionable at best. But there's just so much information that people can learn and empower themselves with so that they don't succumb to this. Because look, Mike, there's so many people that have taken the COVID-19 vaccine that have buyer's remorse, for lack of a better term.
That's
They're
right.
Like, man, I wish I would have known, but I didn't. Well, our message is that there's always hope. So don't be down about it. Don't be despondent and give up and say, well, I've taken the COVID-19 vaccine, I wonder what's going to happen to me. Empower yourself with knowledge. Be proactive. And there's things that you can do on a daily basis to empower that immune system, to strengthen it. And that way the damage that other people are seeing doesn't have to happen to you, because you're keeping that immune system stronger.
That's right. That's right. So folks, go to thetruthaboutcancer.us. So if you go to thetruthaboutcancer.us, you're going to see this page right here. Just enter your name right here. Let's enter Ty. There we go. And you enter your email address. And right here, you click agree, you're going to get free access. Now, the way this works is you get to watch the entire docuseries for free. You have the option, of course, to purchase digital downloads or a transcript or some other related items, you know, the transcript and the files, basically. Do you offer DVDs too, or is that you have DVDs?
We still have DVDs, yeah. So okay. I know a lot of people are just doing all digital, but we found that even our audience now is still loves the physical DVDs. So
absolutely.
Those can't be wiped.
Okay. So then we here at Brighteon, we potentially earn an affiliate fee if you purchase the optional DVDs or digital downloads. However, and I have news to announce here today, we are donating all of these affiliate fees and more. In fact, the last time that we earned an affiliate fee from your company, Ty, it was about $15,000. And we committed to doing a full donation to the food banks in the United States from that $15,000. So I coordinated that with my team. We are actually doing a special manufacturing of lots of supplements and foods for that donation. We're waiting on the final label printing right now. I'm gonna post a video, but we were able to up that donation to $100,000 worth of food and supplements. So what you gave to us, Ty, $15,000, which came from the viewers who decided to purchase this, which is optional, yeah. We've turned it into $100,000, and we're gonna be filming all that food and supplements. I don't know if it's even gonna fit here. Before we ship it out, that's coming up soon in the next few weeks.
Awesome.
So that's what we're doing.
I'm so glad to hear that, Mike. I didn't know. I remember before the last docuseries last year, you'd mentioned you were going to do that. And
yep.
We haven't spoken about that since. So that's awesome that you're able to do that. Wow, 100,000. That's a lot of food for people.
That's the thing. And we're sending part of it to a ministry in Florida, by the way, which is, I believe, called Harvest Time Ministries. And then there's one other group, I forgot the name of them, but my staff has it, that we're donating to. And Ty, you wouldn't believe how hard it is to find groups that actually want food and supplements and that they can actually distribute them to people. Almost all the nonprofits out there, they just want money because they want to pay salaries or who knows what, or travel expenses. We want to donate food and supplements. So we found these two, and they're golden, but they're awesome. Hard to find.
That's great, Mike. You know, it's funny that you mentioned that. Recently I was downtown Nashville, and there was a homeless person, and I wanted to take them to get something to eat, and they were begging for money.
Yep.
And they didn't want it. They just wanted the cash.
That's right.
Which tells me they weren't going to go buy booze or drugs with it. They didn't really want it for food, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hungry, need food, take the cash, buy crack or whatever. Right. Yeah. Hungry for crack. Maybe just have an honest sign, you know? But anyway, the point is that folks, you're going to help. Number one, you're going to get to learn all this information for free. 150 plus experts were interviewed, as Ty just explained. You can watch the whole thing for free. Should you choose to purchase it, you're going to help support Ty and Charlene Bollinger's operation so they can continue this quest to produce information that saves lives. And then also, we will use whatever we get from that to make additional donations for food in America to hungry Americans. And that problem is getting way worse because, of course, of food inflation. So, I mean, you want to comment on that? I mean, we'll get back to cancer, Ty, but what do you think about what's happening in America with just all the food inflation?
Well, look, it's largely a result of a couple of things. Number one, it's a result of, it's not really inflation, it's the devaluation of the dollar.
True.
Right? That's the popular term, is that it's inflation. But the reality is that when you have this X number of dollars in circulation, and then they decide to print out a whole bunch more of dollars and throw it into this big pie, the portion that you have of that now is less percentage than it was before.
That's right.
So the value of the dollar is going down, which is what causes, quote, inflation. So that's one of the reasons that we see the food prices skyrocketing. Another is, over the last year, how many food manufacturing plants and farms have we seen that have burned down mysteriously?
Oh, no kidding.
I mean, it's like the U.S. food supply is being purposely sabotaged
to
create higher prices.
It's crazy. Did you see that chocolate factory blew up near Hershey?
Yeah.
The chocolate factory blew up. I thought I was watching a rerun of Willy Wonka or something there. What? When did chocolate factories start blowing up in America? What the heck, man?
Yeah, it's really bizarre. And, you know, there for a while, It was like there was one a week we were looking. We'd see one a week. There's a food plant, food manufacturing, or, you know, 10,000 chickens were killed at this one place or whatever it might be. It was like, this is so blatantly obvious that they are destroying these places on purpose. That you have to be blind not to see this.
Now, let me shift focus a little bit here back to cancer. But, you know, according to those who censor people like you and I, you and I should already be dead by now because they claim our information is wrong. They claim that nutrition doesn't work and that you have no immune system and that if you don't get the vaccine, you'll get sick and die. Yet you and I are here and healthy even as we age. I mean, you look fit. I'm drinking my smoothie. I got nutrition, growing plants, you know, doing jujitsu, all of it. And yet people who took the jabs are dying like crazy. Mm-hmm. And I know people, I mean, friends of the family are dead. People that I know, or let's say I have secondhand knowledge of these people, like the people I know knew these people, they're dead from cancer. And they all took the jab. That's the pattern I'm seeing right now. They took the jab, they died from cancer, and it just came on fast. Like they're diagnosed and then 6 weeks, they're dead, man. That's the pattern. Are you seeing that too?
Oh yeah, we're seeing that unbelievably frequently. Almost on a daily basis, we're contacted by someone that says, someone got diagnosed with cancer 3 weeks ago, they just died, or a month ago, they just died. Young children, it's really sad. And my question is this, you know, if in the past we've printed articles that had some inaccuracies, but we always retract it and print a new article and say, look, we made a mistake, here's this. You've done the same. When are the criminals that are supporting this vaccine agenda going to say we were wrong and millions of people potentially have died because of it? Look, when we first got thrown into the disinformation dozen a couple years ago, you weren't in there because you were already off of social media. Otherwise, you would have been the number one.
True. Yeah.
But when we were in the disinformation dozen, a reporter came to our house to interview me about being in. And this first question was very leading. It was like, how do you feel about, you know, spreading disinformation that's killing people? And the first question I asked was, can you name specifically one piece of disinformation that we've shared? Because we'll retract it if it was wrong. They couldn't. But now we know that what they've been pushing is killing people. Yet we're never going to see anyone on the other side admit that anything that they've done is wrong. They're never going to stop pushing. It's clear every day it becomes more clear that we're not just dealing with people that disagree with us. We're dealing with enemies that hate humanity.
Yes. Yes, they are pushing a depopulation genocide agenda. This is ethnic cleansing of humanity. That's what this is. And they built a bioweapon. Actually, they built several. There's more coming. They built the vaccines as a bioweapon. They use psychological terrorism of the bad faith media, the corporate media. They are bad people. They want to harm humanity. They hide behind scientific consensus and facts, but they actually want to hurt people. Yeah. And then they terrorize people to run into hospitals and pharmacies and get injected with something that would cause infertility and spontaneous abortions and deaths and through advanced cancers, which is what we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
They are evil. You're exactly right, Ty. They are pure evil.
Yeah. And you know, we've been saying this a long time and so have you. And it seemed overboard for a while, like, nah, they're not evil. They just disagree with you. I remember some of your News Target cartoons from 20 years ago.
Yeah.
They were so on point. It's like they were prophetic today and everybody sees it today. But we have to say this is evil. In the last few years, I think a lot of people have gone from, well, we just disagree on some fundamentals to, yeah, their side is evil. My sister was on a Zoom call. She teaches, she's a substitute teacher down in San Antonio. And about a month ago, she was on a Zoom call with the teachers. And one of the teachers dropped dead on the Zoom call, just died on the call. Can you imagine, Mike, if the Health Ranger store was selling a product that one person took and died within 24 hours, you'd be wiped out. They would have already shut you down. But we are seeing millions of people that have died within 24 to 48 hours of being shot with a COVID shot. And it's just total media blackout and total silence. It's just, I can't believe what we're seeing.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Ty. I mean, imagine just like you said, if I sold any piece of food, let's say storable food, that if one person got sick and died from it, that'd be the headline all over the country. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a reason we have a microbiology lab here, by the way. We test everything for salmonella, E. coli, yeast, and mold. Almost nobody does that in the industry. We do it because we know we have to be extremely safe with what we sell. Whereas then the vaccine industry and even the medication industry under emergency use authorization, they get total liability protection, complete legal immunity. They kill people by the millions and they claim it wasn't us.
Yeah.
I mean, by the millions, the number of deaths worldwide now, they exceed the Holocaust at this point. We're looking at a bioweapons / vaccine Holocaust larger, more evil than the World War II Nazi Holocaust. That's what we're looking at. And that doesn't even count the cancer deaths, which are accelerating. Go ahead.
Yeah, I saw it was a Babylon Bee cartoon, which they're so brilliant with their satire. But it was something like, experts have no idea what's causing all the sudden deaths, except they know it's not that one thing. And it's like, yeah, you just hit the nail on the head. They have no idea what it is, but they know it's not that, which tells me it's got to be that. Because if they don't know, then they don't know.
Yeah.
It's cognitive dissonance at its finest, because if you look at, and that's just not hypothetical, what Mike said, they would shut him down. I guess it was about a dozen years ago, maybe 10 years ago now. I remember the Rossum Foods raid in California.
Yeah.
So they put that man in prison that owned Rossum Dairy, and the charge was mislabeling cheese.
Yeah.
That was one of the charges that they brought against him, and they put him in jail for mislabeling cheese.
They did. Yeah, that's James. They put him in the LA County jail.
Yeah.
Where it was a kind of torture, actually.
I read that. Yeah.
He said they turned the temperature down to be so cold, and they set him, all he had was like a concrete floor and a metal bench, and they wouldn't let him have any clothing, and he shivered for 8 hours. I mean, it's a kind of torture that they do for someone selling unpasteurized cheese.
Yeah.
I mean,
he went to jail for that. It's just, it's hard to believe how far we have fallen in the last 3 years since this scamdemic was unleashed on the public.
Well, it let me ask you a question about what's next in your plans here. But just a reminder for those watching, go to thetruthaboutcancer.us. Type that into your browser in the address on the top, thetruthaboutcancer.us, and register. It's free to watch. It begins tomorrow, and it runs, 9 days? Or how many days does it run, Ty?
Yeah, 9 days.
And that's
That's a good segue. Let me read real quick for your next question. Let me just kind of read the episode, the 9 episodes.
Yeah,
so
go for it.
Get a feel. So the episode 1 is called The Sordid History of the Cancer Cartel, A Century of Suppression and Censorship. Episode 2 is Why Do You Get Cancer? Do You Have Bad Genes? Do Vaccines Cause Cancer? Episode 3, Affordable Treatments, The Anti-Cancer Diet, Healing Herbs, and Defensive Eating. That term, defensive eating, came from the health ranger himself.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You eat defensively. Episode 4, Heal Your Heart with and Beat Cancer with Laughter, Music, Homeopathy, Frequency, and Light. Episode 5, Cancer Fighting Plants, Herbs, Spices from God's Pharmacy, and Nature's Medicine Chest. Episode 6, How to Detox, Healing with Heat, Hidden Hazards, Halogens, and Hormone-Driven Cancer. Yes, that is an alliteration with the letter H there. Episode 7, Juicing Essentials, Ketosis, Facts and Fictions, The Importance of Oxygen and Pet Cancer ABCs. Episode 8, Nature's Liquid Elixirs, Cancer Diagnostics, Oral Health, Essential Oils, and Healing Skin Cancer. And Episode 9, How to Survive and Thrive, Cancer Conquerors Share Their Personal Stories of Inspiration and Hope. That's the 9 episodes, and you're going to love them all.
Yeah, absolutely. Folks, this is a series that's very much worth watching. You will enjoy it tremendously. And it's incredible wisdom. Again, it's available for free. And most importantly, this is the kind of knowledge that the establishment desperately hopes that you never have access to. In fact, in my opinion, the entire goal now of Google is to destroy human knowledge, not to index knowledge, but to dissociate humanity from knowledge. And that's why when they did that, what was it called, the Medic update several years ago, they wiped out everything, including our site, Natural News. They wiped out everything about natural cancer prevention, which is crucial. You need to prevent cancer every single day in your lifestyle, in your habits, in your smoothies that I have here. Mm-hmm. And I'm drinking sulforaphane from broccoli sprouts right there in the smoothie, you know, and turmeric and a bunch of things every single day. But they don't want you to have access to this information. Ty and Charlene have fought for years. They have withstood incredible attacks and censorships, censorship attacks and false accusations in order to bring you this information. It has taken an incredible amount of courage. Ty, I would say weaker people would have thrown in the towel long ago, or people who did not have faith, I think, would have thrown in the towel. But you have endured. You and Charlene have really endured. It's incredible what you have gone through, and I'm so proud of you to bring this to the public here again today.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate that. And back at you, you've endured the same. So we're kind of in the same boat, brother, and we're proud of what you've done. And it is faith. It's the Lord Jesus has brought us through this, and we believe that we're here on a mission from him to share. And so that's why we won't give up. But I can't tell you that there haven't been times where I'm like, what is the use? Because we were victims of that medic update as well in 2019, where within a month, our traffic went from, it decreased 98% in a month, our organic traffic. I mean, you can't find us anymore on that search engine. Just can't find us.
No, all by design. But here's the interesting thing. The people who survive all of this, the assault on humanity, the depopulation, and cancer is part of it, by the way. You know, they put pro-cancer chemicals in the food supply. Pro-cancer chemicals are pesticides, and then the plastics chemicals. And then now they're raining down pro-cancer dioxins out of the sky in East Palestine, Ohio. And now the EPA has confirmed, there are dioxins there. Ty, dioxins cause cancer at parts per trillion concentrations. Yeah. And these are now going to be throughout the food supply that's grown in that region where there was dioxin fallout. EPA has already confirmed it. EPA says this stuff causes cancer at very low concentrations. They want you to die from cancer. Not the EPA. I mean, the globalists, they want you to die from cancer. And if go ahead, Ty.
There's no doubt. They want people to die from disease.
Yeah.
But they don't want you to die immediately. They want you to die slowly so that they can drain all your bank account first before you die. Which is one of the reasons they hate natural remedies so much. One of the things you mentioned in your sprouts or in your smoothies is broccoli sprouts.
Yeah.
They have sulforaphanes. They have I3C, which is one of the things that you can use to detox dioxins
well. That's right. That's right.
And that's one of the many treatment, or not even treatments, but foods that we describe in The Quest for the Cure's the final chapter is broccoli sprouts, because they're so potent as an anti-cancer. But they don't want you to know that.
Yeah. No, there's... As I've explained to people too, in fact, I'm going to do a sprouting demonstration on this table. Thanks for the reminder. I got to bring that in and just show people sprouting, because it's pennies, man. It's pennies. Yeah. It's a jar. It's water. You don't need soil. You don't even need sunlight. You can do it in a closet, and you throw in some seeds, and then the seeds manufacture the medicine, which is what you said, I3C, indole-3-carbinol, or sulforaphane. These are anti-cancer molecules. And you don't need a drug company to make them. You don't need a pharmacy to sell them. You don't need a doctor to prescribe them. These are foods with anti-cancer medicines. No wonder Google doesn't want anybody to know about this, or the CDC or the FDA. The cures are right in front of us, provided by God and Mother Nature. And that's what your documentary series actually connects people with. That's why it's so amazing.
Yeah, well, thank you. It is. It's just, we talk about God's medicine, nature's medicine chest that he has given us. And there is abundant medicine everywhere. One of the things that you mentioned in one of our first interviews a decade ago was that if you walk on your way to the oncologist's office, if you have to walk through the woods, you probably walk across medicine that works better than the chemo you're going to get.
That's right.
Medicine is everywhere. And you mentioned you're going to do a sprouting demonstration. That's one of the things that we put in the final chapter, the Quest for the Cure's final chapter, is our daughter Charity. She helps me grow our sprouts. They're so easy, but we put her with our sprouts in there. You just put the seeds and water them and they grow. And they're so potent. One of the most potent medicines out there. And so if you're living in an apartment, if you don't have a yard, does not have to stop you. Get six or eight of the sprouting containers, or make your own with a needle or with I don't know if a needle would work, but you can actually poke holes in it and do the same that you would with a sprouting for almost next to nothing. And then over a course of about 6 to 8 days, depending on what you're sprouting, you just got to rotate the sprouts. You can have sprouts, fresh sprouts every day. In an apartment, all you need is to put them on the table and make sure you water them.
Yeah, you can make your own sprouting lids out of like cheesecloth and a rubber band.
Yeah, you know? You could, yes.
So simple, just rinse them twice a day. You're done. It's the simplest thing ever. So easy. I mean, again, no wonder the powers that be don't want us to teach people how to have access to these things that God meant for us to harness and harvest all around us. Wild foods, wild herbs, all of it. It's readily available. Again, you don't need a synthetic laboratory to make an anti-cancer molecule. They already exist. They're all over the place. They're all around us.
Yeah.
So,
and yeah. One of the things, real quick, Mike, one of the things that I was reading, and this was maybe a year ago, was they did some surveys in elementary schools. And this is one of the reasons that kids are so sick, is that I think it was upwards of 60% of the kids that they surveyed don't eat any fresh food during the day.
Wow.
That everything they eat is processed, which means that if you begin to sprout, if you'll get your kids to eat a couple of handfuls of sprouts a day, they're getting more nutrition than 60% of the kids out there, and probably 90% of the kids out there with just a couple of handfuls of sprouts. It's amazing how much nutrition is in sprouts. So again, I encourage you to begin doing that. If nothing else, if you can't grow a garden, begin sprouting, because the kids are sick and you're sick. People are sick because we're nutrient deficient.
That's right. Yeah. Well said. So the website, folks, is thetruthaboutcancer.us. And that starts tomorrow, March 29th. Again, 9 days, free to watch, free to register, optional purchases. If you do purchase, we get some affiliate fee. We convert those affiliate fees into food donations. And like I said, the last earning we got was about $15,000, and we're donating $100,000 worth of food. And we're going to show you that right here in the studio. So there's no downside to this, folks. You're gonna learn a wealth of information. You're going to help support people who are telling the truth and saving lives. And by doing this, you're also going to be an inspiration to others around you who will see, oh my gosh, you know, you're still alive. You survived the mass culling effort. While so many other people who took the jabs and took the chemo, they're dead and they can't speak anymore. And Ty, isn't that one of the things about the cancer industry is they kill the victims, the witnesses that could testify against them if they were not dead. I mean, they kill people off. They know that dead people don't talk. Dead people don't testify in court against the cancer industry. They kill them.
Yeah. The winners always are the ones that write history, right? That's why history is typically, your perspective on history is warped, because the people that wrote the history books are the ones that lived. And the ones that died are the ones that didn't get a chance to write or give you their input. And it's very much the same with the cancer patients, as you mentioned. I remember one of the first interviews that I did on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie back 15 years ago, maybe 14 years ago. And we got a call in from a man. He said, my mom just went in for a normal annual with her GP. And he said, he did some tests and said, you've got cancer. We got to start you on an aggressive chemo as quickly as possible, even though she had no symptoms.
Yeah.
And she died in 11 days. I still remember the call. And she's not here to testify because they killed her. And you're right, Mike. Unfortunately, a lot of people that would be witnesses against the cancer industry, they're dead because the cancer industry killed them.
Yeah. Yeah. Same thing with the vaccine industry.
Yeah.
We're living under a global depopulation agenda, and there are very few voices of truth and faith and love for humanity. Understand, folks, that Ty and Charlene and myself, we love humanity. We love you. And the cancer industry hates you. The vaccine industry hates you. The globalists hate you. The government hates you. They're trying to murder you. It's really is that simple. It's become, I mean, that sounded controversial 10 years ago. Today, I think it's kind of common sense. People get it. But final thoughts on this today here, Ty? Ty?
Yeah, just appreciate you helping us to spread the word. We want as many people as possible to watch this. If you do sign up, forward the link to your friends and your family so they can watch it absolutely free. Because the way that we win is that we get the knowledge out there. Because God's the author of all truth, and he's the author of all knowledge. And this is truth. This will resonate with people, and it will help them to live long, healthy lives, which is what we want, which is what Mike wants, because as he mentioned, we love humanity, and we want everyone to live fulfilled lives. And you can't do that if you're sick.
That's right. Exactly. Well said. All right, Ty Bollinger, everybody. Again, the website is thetruthaboutcancer.us. And don't miss this. You're going to get a wealth of knowledge and information on this. Just fill out your name right here. You don't have to put Ty in there. Just fill out your name and your email address, and you'll have access to the whole thing. It begins tomorrow. And there's a quote from me. But some of the speakers are shown right here. Many amazing people. This is really a special event, so check it out. And thank you for watching today. Thank you, Ty, for all that you do. I appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Mike. Back at you, brother. God bless.
Okay, God bless. Take care. And thank all of you for watching. Again, you've got the website where to register. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com. They censored me off all the platforms, so I built my own. And that's why you're able to watch this right now, thanks to your support. God bless everybody. Take care. A global reset is coming. And that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.